We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Welcome to Garden America, the country's most listened to gardening program. Join us every weekend at this time for a growing experience. This is your opportunity to hear the latest plant news and speak with our garden experts and guests as we discuss landscaping, horticulture, in fact, anything that has to do with today's gardening lifestyle. Whether you have a green thumb or just a beginning gardener, Garden America is the program that will keep you one step ahead of the game. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255. Now, here's Brian Main, Sharon Asakawa, and John Bagnasco on the Garden America Radio Network.
Are getting ready, no doubt about that. Good Saturday morning to you. Back on the radio here from Biz Talk Radio, 7 minutes after the hour. It is Garden America. I'm Brian Main, along with John Bagnasco, Sharon Asakawa, ready for 1 hour. 1 hour Saturday, 2 hours on Sunday. Make sure you tune in. Thank you for being there from the get-go. And again, our lines are always open, no matter what's going on. So give us a call at 1-866-606-8255. Brandon is our director and studio coordinator. Get you on the air. We'll pull you up on the phone lines, and again, that's 1-866-606-8255 as we get ready for this next hour here. Happy weekend to you. Glad you had a chance to tune in this morning. Glad that John's here, Sharon's here, everybody's here on time, and we're going to do this thing, aren't we?
Probably have a lot of people back east that are just sitting in their house with nothing to do right now.
Why, because the weather's so nice?
They got a lot of snow.
Yeah, they did. I think Washington, D.C., this was supposed to be like a storm of the century or something,
yes,
Sharon?
Yes, exactly. A storm of the century. And they were concerned because there's certain states that are kind of used to how to deal and how to navigate in the snow. But apparently Washington, D.C. is not one of those areas that people are prepared to navigate themselves in that kind of snowy condition. So we'll see. So that's why I think all the politicians and police were saying, if at all possible, do stay indoors. Don't venture out until this storm is over.
They usually don't get that much snow in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. No.
The hot air there usually keeps
it out. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I just led you right into that.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. A lot to be said for that.
But you know what they could be doing if they are indoors is they could be looking at seed catalogs or plant catalogs.
Oh, Sharon, you just took my quote of the week.
Now, can't you go online? Don't most of these places have the same thing available online? Does it have to? I mean, they still send out catalogs?
They do still send out catalogs.
Yes, they do.
But those that like to hold something in their hand.
Yeah, but you're right, Brian. It can be a virtual catalog. You can go online and just start.
Yeah, see, that's what I would. That would really get me going.
Well, like Garden America, you can go online there.
We got a lot of stuff. John was telling me. He says,
well, we just added something new. Mushrooms.
Yeah, we've got mushrooms for those people that remember the 60s and
70s. Not the magic kind. Come on, guys.
Don't lead them astray. What kind of mushrooms are these, John?
Well, first of all, I just got them up yesterday, so and I'm not finished putting everything that we're going to have. But right now what we're offering are six different kits for oyster mushrooms. We have black oyster, white oyster, golden oyster, pink oyster, six different colors of oyster mushrooms. And the nice thing about the oyster mushrooms is they're really easy to grow indoors. And the kits that we sell are so easy to use that you don't even open the box when you get it.
Don't open the box. You just put the box in the ground?
No. Put it on your kitchen counter, and you poke holes into the side of it where it shows you to poke holes. And within a couple of weeks, you got mushrooms to pick.
That's very interesting. Very convenient, too, for those that might be a little gun-shy. There's nothing to do, right?
Well, virtually nothing.
Virtually nothing. That's what I mean. Yeah.
And then I'm working on mushroom logs, which you would grow outdoors, and they're going to be some of the more difficult mushrooms to grow. And we were talking before the show started about the lion's mane mushroom,
right?
Which I don't know if you've ever seen it, but if you saw a picture of
it's very cool.
It looks like an above ground sea anemone, or maybe a monkey. Monkey head.
Sea anemone to a monkey head.
Yeah, the back of a monkey head.
Well, but the lion's mane, you know, because it is elongated like that, it does kind of look like
it looks like a lion's mane without the face. Like if the lion's mane was covering his face, except it's white.
Have you seen when they celebrate the Chinese New Year, you know, there's the lion dancers and they come out and they have this long white mane. And I think that really resembles the lion's mane mushroom. In Japan, they call it the Yamabu Shiitake.
Well, of course they do.
But I've always wanted to try it, so I'm so glad that we are offering it because I'm definitely going to try
it. You mentioned they're really expensive in the stores.
Yes.
And supposedly they taste like some type of seafood. It's even been compared to lobster. Mm-hmm. But one of the reasons they're so expensive is because, you know, we're talking about growing the oyster mushrooms on your kitchen counter in a couple of weeks. These logs take a year and a half before they begin to produce. So that's quite a long wait. Anyway, on the logs, we will have the lion's mane. And again, these are not available yet, but they will be next week. The shiitake mushroom and the two other Japanese-type mushrooms. One begins with an M. Is it like maitake?
Really?
Yeah, why?
Oh, because...
Why do you look at me with an astonished look, Sharon?
Well, because that one is really expensive.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. That's not the one we had in the soup when we went out for sushi, is it?
When we went out for sushi in the soup.
Yeah,
when we went over to my favorite sushi place.
Right.
Yes. Yes, it was. Good memory.
Is that the one across in Mission Bay? That place?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember going there one time.
Well, I remember that we were with Bruce and Sharon, and they splurged on all the. I think you just asked.
This they kept bringing food. I remember the table just being full of food.
Well, Mr. Ota, I think, had carte blanche to serve us whatever he wanted, and he was telling us about everything that we ate. And I was really intrigued with this soup that had a mushroom in it. That he said only grows or is harvested one time a year in Japan, and the sites are so secretive.
That's right.
That no one will tell you where they've collected them.
It's passed down like a secret heirloom as to where the maitake mushroom is located. Now, in the Pacific Northwest, it's the same kind of situation. You can find the maitake mushroom in some of the forested areas, but once again, the families keep it within themselves. They don't share that information with anybody else.
Well, I didn't realize you were such a mycologist, Sharon.
I'm not a mycologist, but there are certain shrooms that I really
appreciate. You've had experience with.
Yes, yes. Not the magic kind, but and many of these mushrooms, you know, really do have medicinal properties to them,
well,
too.
Well, I read quite a bit about the lion's mane mushroom, and it's sold as supplements.
Yes.
It's supposed to be so healthy for you.
Yeah, a lot of these different kinds of mushrooms are sold and, you know, powdered type of supplement.
Right.
In fact, I was just watching television yesterday, and Andrew Weil came on, and, you know, he's one of the renowned health gurus, and I think he's from Southern California area. But he's written several books, and he was on the Dr. Oz show, and he was talking about, you know, sometimes in the afternoon you're feeling a little draggy, and you need a energetic kind of pick-me-up. And he recommended powdered mushroom tea as an excellent way to pick yourself up without adding calories and giving yourself some really good health benefits.
Well, if you were chasing me with powdered mushroom tea, I would certainly get up. I don't know. That doesn't sound appetizing.
Well, one of the women who was testing it out did make a funny face. The other two said that they would continue to try it.
Well, all right. You've got a quote of the week. We've got about 30 seconds. Can you get it in, John?
Sure. It's just a quick one.
Okay.
And the quote is, there's two season diversions that can ease the bite of any winter. One is the January thaw, and the other is seed catalogs.
And we just talked about that. This is the time of the year.
Time of the year to order. We're going to be talking about ordering as soon as we come back.
And it's GardenAmerica.com for all that good fun. This is the Garden America radio show. We're going to step aside, take a break. Brian, Sharon, and John coming right back on Biz Talk Radio.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Are you getting the best results out of your garden? John and Bob's Smart Soil Solutions is mixed, optimized, maximized, and nourished by Biosol to create Blend. Blend is an economically convenient way to organically improve your soil. Garden America listeners can go to johnandbobs.com and use the discount code GARDEN20. That's GARDEN20 for a 20% discount on all their products, plus free shipping on orders over $80. At John and Bob's, they focus on soil life, the key to gardening without chemicals and toxic products.
Visit johnandbobs.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
It's exactly 22 minutes after the hour. Good Saturday morning to you. Thank you for spending part of your weekend with us here. And if you're listening to us driving in your car, thank you for the ride. 1-866-606-TALK. Again, that's 1-866-606-8255, whatever's on your mind. Sure to follow us on Facebook as we get down to business with our guest, Sharon.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have Deborah Lee Baldwin on. And as many of our listeners out there know, she is an extraordinary author who's written three wonderful books on succulents, including her latest, Succulents Simplified, Growing, Designing, and Crafting with 100 Easy Care Varieties. And so we're going to be talking about succulents this morning with Deborah Lee. Good morning.
Well, hello, Sharon. How are you this morning?
I am doing just great. You know, you mentioned the
Sounds like somebody had their coffee already.
Yeah.
Or maybe a mushroom or two.
Or maybe a mushroom tea. That's right.
But I know that you want to talk about some succulents that are in bloom this time of year. And I have to tell you that when I go on my morning walks, many of the gardens that are along the way on my walk are aloes. And so, and they are beautiful this time of year, aren't they?
Well, it just seems to be the perfect time for aloes in midwinter, which is so extraordinary when you think that so few things are in bloom. And if they are, they're just, you know, not doing a whole heck of a lot. But aloes are very much in your face. They're saying, look at me, look at me. And
right.
It's a pleasure for us, but aloes are all about attracting birds and insects that like the nectar. And I had the privilege the other day to be in an aloe garden, a front yard, that was also a butterfly garden.
Oh.
Now, I have a photo on my website, DeborahLeeBaldwin.com, of a monarch butterfly, which is orange and black, on an aloe bloom, which is bright orange and yellow. It's just spectacular. And it was a real surprise to me to think of a succulent garden as a butterfly habitat. Because, you mm-hmm. know, the monarch butterfly is native to the Americas. In fact, you can create a butterfly garden that is a habitat for monarchs all the way north to Quebec and beyond. But aloes are native to South Africa and Madagascar and the Arabian Peninsula. But here you have this juxtaposition of this exquisite butterfly on these incredible flowers. And the symbiosis of the two, I mean, the aloe is very happy to be visited by, you know, someone who's going to help it propagate by spreading nectar and pollen. And the butterfly is benefiting because they love any nectar-rich flowers. But the cool thing about this garden, and oh, I'm so going to do this, I'm so excited, is that they had a lot of milkweed growing, too.
Oh, they
did. So wherever you looked, you know, there were these,
admittedly
ratty shrubs, because they were literally infested in the very best possible way with monarch butterfly caterpillars, these flexible striped tubes. They're, you know, a caterpillar is basically, it ingests voraciously at one end and extrudes pretty much the same amount at the other. And then after a while, it settles down. And oh my gosh, I actually saw these chrysalises on succulents. I'd never seen, the chrysalis of the monarch butterfly caterpillar looks like a jade earring with black and gold dots. And I have photos of these jewel-like chrysalises on a kalanchoe and on an agave leaf.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole habitat was very interesting and very much something that anybody can do in their garden, regardless of where they live, except, of course, for the aloes, which are much more a warmer climate plant. But here's the neat thing. You need to promote the existence of a monarch butterfly. And I know you two are aware of this. You've spoken about this on your show. But I don't know if you're aware of this. The numbers of the monarch butterfly are 4% what they were at their peak.
Yes.
The monarch butterfly is endangered and on the point of extinction.
I know.
But if you have a garden, even a tiny patch of garden, regardless of where you live in North America, you can grow milkweed, Asclepias, and there's numerous varieties, and it's sold, you know, by seed, or you can get it at your local nursery, and that is the only thing that the monarch butterfly caterpillar eats. And the reason why the numbers are diminishing is that there are so few milkweed plants available for the caterpillars to chow down on.
That's so true.
That's all it takes to keep them going.
Yes.
So you can, and I mean, oh, Sharon, John, just think of what a tragedy the loss of this exquisite butterfly that we all take for granted would be.
It would be a tremendous loss, and the scientists are so concerned about this, and it's mainly because much of the wildlife habitats, you know, have been dug under and, you know, developed for more housing developments, et cetera, et cetera. So any way that we as homeowners can grow our own asclepias would only help them. And I think that's such a good point. And then in the wintertime, too, to be able to offer nectar-giving kinds of plants, such as the aloes that you were talking about, that's so important because the food sources are diminished.
Well, this is the thing. The monarch butterfly, and I did a lot of reading after I visited this garden. Mm-hmm. The monarch butterfly, when it gets ready to lay its eggs, looks for two things. It looks for a milkweed plant that the caterpillars will eat, and it looks for nectar-providing flowers nearby, so that when the caterpillars go through their metamorphosis and hatch, they, or whatever you call it, when they split open the chrysalis, they'll have, the fresh new butterflies will have a source of nectar. So you have to have the two things. Now, there are, I don't know how you feel about this, but there are nectar feeders, just like there are hummingbird feeders.
Yes, there are.
And, yeah, there are. I'm sorry, John?
No, I'm just going to say, Deb, we've got to take a break. We're going to come right back,
Okay.
Stay with us, okay? Yeah, no worries.
Right.
We'll continue our conversation. I'm Brian Main, along with John Begnasco, Sharon Asakawa. Questions for one of us or our guest, Deborah Lee Baldwin. You've got the number, 1-866-606-8255. Again, that's 1-866-606-TALK on this Saturday morning as we continue from Biz Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Garden America Radio Show.
Do you want to take the great shows of Biz Talk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new Biz Talk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of Biz Talk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new Biz Talk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now, 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
Minutes after the hour here. We're doing the Saturday morning together. Thank you so much for being right there. Garden America, Brian Main, John Begnasco, and Sharon Asakoma. Lines open at 1-866-606-8255 or email john@gardenamerica.com. Sharon?
We've been talking to Deborah Lee Baldwin, who, among other books, has written this beautiful book, Succulents Simplified. And she was telling us how she had visited a garden recently that included not only aloes and other succulents that bloom this time of year, but also had the asclepias, because this was such an important source for monarch butterflies. And I never really thought of monarch butterflies and succulents, and obviously
and aloes.
Yes. So,
You know, Deborah, I went to your website and looked at those pictures you were talking about, where
extraordinary.
Yeah, where you can see the chrysalis of the monarch butterfly on the calanchoe, like you mentioned, and
Yeah,
it was really, really interesting. I've never seen that before.
Once again, our listeners should go to DeborahLeeBaldwin.com to check out those photos
and
much more information.
And if you have our newsletter for this week, there's a link right to it. So if you have the newsletter, just click on that. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit. I know that you wanted to, I wish we had like 2 hours just to talk to you, Deborah Lee, but we are limited in time. And I know that you wanted to recommend some succulent or cacti varieties that are ideal for the garden, and maybe a dwarf hybrid that would be good for containers.
Well, absolutely. And the amazing thing about aloes is that they come in every size. I mean, there are dozens, if not hundreds, of varieties that are available now in nurseries or mail order, and even more that are being hybridized and will be available in the next few months and years. Hybridizers are having a field day creating incredibly beautiful aloes with multicolored flowers that range in every sunset hue and combinations thereof, including shades of pale green and salmon and pink and white. But, you know, a lot of your listeners are in colder, more challenging climates that the aloes, you know, aren't going to do that well in the ground. So it's no surprise that one of the hottest markets in the nursery trade are the dwarf aloes that are perfect for containers. And because it's hard to get an aloe to bloom unless you give it lots of sunshine, which means growing it, you know, outdoors, these aloes, the emphasis in hybridization is to create the plants that have incredibly beautiful leaves. So the flowers are just icing on the cake. They're incidental. And you can enjoy this geometric, interesting, textured-leaved, banded, and, you know, variegated succulent on your windowsill. I almost said windshield. I guess you could do that, too. Or in a bright shade area, say, of a sheltered patio. In fact, they actually prefer a lower light situation. They're not going to do as well for you in the open, exposed garden in full sun. So I highly recommend them as container plants. And just keep that in mind. I mean, when you're online and you're searching for interesting succulents and or interesting container plants that go well maybe in a potted combo or that aren't going to get huge but are just living jewels, to Google dwarf aloes, because you're going to see plants that are vivid oranges and reds, and they have these textures like raised splinters along the leaves and serrated leaf margins that there aren't sharp, but they look like they've been cut with pinking shears. So
That's an excellent description. Yes.
Well, thank you. And thank you also for mentioning my book, Succulent Simplified, because on page 187 is a dwarf aloe cultivar called Aloe Blizzard, which is somehow appropriate for today for our friends who are buried in,
that's
in
true.
The east. And it's white with banding of a darker green. And I grew that in a seashell for months and months. And, you know, like, here's the thing about dwarf aloes. You have to give them really good drainage because
yes.
if they lose their, well, they will lose their roots. And I've been experimenting with how do you keep these things going? Well, as with all succulents, or most succulents, they can lose their roots and they'll still look good. They'll still look good for months on end, and finally they just kind of dry up and disappear.
Right.
So I had an aloe blizzard that, for the life of me, I could not keep it going in terms of a potted plant with roots. So I kept it in this seashell for, I don't know, maybe 6 months, just sort of sitting there. And I had given it some friable potting soil and an occasional dribble of water, hoping that it would reform its roots. I could possibly have started it from, you know, pulling the cluster apart. It is clump forming. It does produce offsets. But what I found is you have to grow these plants in a soil mix that is rich like regular potting soil, but with a very high percentage of pumice. And they will, when you get one from the nursery, you pull it out of its nursery pot, you tuck it into whatever container, and then surround the root ball intact with pumice, just pure pumice, which will enhance drainage. Now, pumice is a crushed volcanic rock. So
right.
when you water your plant and its soil ball, any excess moisture is going to be in that pumice. It's going to be pulling it away from the root ball so it doesn't get soggy. So that's just a tip, but you can grow these exquisite dwarf aloes, many of them colony forming, on your windowsills, and you can have a jewel box garden of exotic succulents, which, you know what, aren't even found in the native habitats of aloes in South Africa because they're all new hybrids, many of them by Kelly Griffin, who's a horticultural superstar here in Southern California. He's on staff at Altman Plants, the largest grower of cactus and succulents in the U.S., and they supply the big box store garden centers.
They
do. You go to your local Lowe's or Home Depot, and you never know what you're going to find. You're going to find something cool as we might have here in Southern California.
Well, one last tip for our listeners, because we are running out of time, is anyone who in March, mid-March, is going to be at the San Francisco Flower Show,
Deborah's going to be making a presentation?
She is, and I'm going to listen to it because I'm giving a talk earlier in the day, and I'll be done just in time to listen to Deborah.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, how cool is that? I'll listen to you, too.
All right, so that's March 16th for anyone out
March
there.
March 16th, and then before
Sharon,
we say yes.
Are you going to be there, too?
I'm going to try. It's just going
to
depend on how things go with Bruce, and if he's stable, if that's good, then I will. Otherwise, I'm going to stay home. But I know that John and you can let me know what's going on there and what's exciting over at the flower show. That's my favorite flower show.
I believe John's talking about roses, and that's another one of my favorite topics. So I'm going to be there listening to you and vice versa, I hope.
Oh, definitely.
Before we say goodbye, Deborah, I do want to mention the fact that if our listeners do go to DeborahLeeBaldwin.com, they'll not only get great information on all things succulents, but also your 2016 succulent calendar is available for sale. And that includes all of your beautiful, beautiful watercolors done by Deborah Lee Baldwin herself. So do go
to
DeborahLeeBaldwin.com.
Right here in the studio.
Yes, we do.
Deborah, look forward to seeing you soon. Take care and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
God, great information. A lot there. Soak it all in. Listeners have to sit back and soak all that in now.
Well, and it's also kind of comforting to know that an expert, even an expert like Deborah Lee, finds that certain cultivars of succulents are challenging, and that pumice tip was great.
Absolutely. We've got one more segment coming up. Time for your phone calls. What's on your mind at 1-866-606-TALK, 1-866-606-8255. You can also email John at GardenAmerica.com. Go to our website, GardenAmerica.com. And check out, see what's happening. Biz Talk Radio, Garden America, Brian Main, John Begnasco, and Sharon Asakawa. We're coming right back.
The secret to creating a beautiful landscape begins with a lot of imagination, the right tools, and a little help from knowledgeable friends. Hi, this is John Begnasco from Garden America, and one of the tools I recommend for great growing results is Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. And here's why. Milorganite's slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for your children and pets. Most lawn fertilizers release their nutrients quickly, which produces lots of clippings and reduces root growth. But Milorganite, an organic fertilizer, feeds your lawn slowly throughout the season, providing more green color with less clippings and maximum recovery from heat and drought stress. Remember, a well-maintained fertilized lawn is better for the environment and reduces weed problems. So whether you're a seasoned or a novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years, Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com.
Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Garden America with Brian, Sharon, and John. The phone lines are open right now at 1-866-606-TALK. That's 1-866-606-8255.
Minutes after the hour here as we cruise through your Saturday morning. News coming up top of the hour and many of these BizTalk radio affiliates. It's Garden America, 1-866-606-TALK, 1-866-606-8255. Follow us on Facebook or email John at GardenAmerica.com.
You know, we just got an email from one of our favorite listeners, Carla in Huntington Beach. And she mentioned she was really interested in Deborah's talk on the monarch butterflies and that in their own yard they've been watching the development of monarchs because they planted some milkweed. And she said that she heard something that I hadn't heard, but she said that the tropical milkweed harbors, or she's read anyway, that it harbors a disease. That a virus that's harmful to monarchs. So I don't know anything about that, but it's something to go ahead and read a little bit more about. So her point was that to try and look for some of the, depending on where you live, the species of milkweed that are native to your particular area, which I think is a good idea anyway, because those are going to do the best.
Right.
So thank you, Carla, for that information.
Any other emails?
No.
Yeah, we're a little, little slow, but go ahead.
I was looking online and read that the Mexican government expects the monarch population to quadruple this year, which means four times, Brian.
One, two, three, quad. Okay, got it.
There you go. And part of the reason for the decline of the monarch butterfly has been the deforestation, the illegal logging in parts of Mexico where they overwinter, you know, because they're migratory butterflies.
Right.
And so that seems to be under control now. So.
Well, that's good. So four times. That's great. That's a great comeback.
Quadrupling, yeah. So, but as Deborah said, the population was on the verge of collapse prior to that. So.
Wow.
So hopefully they will do well. You know, the... Carla mentioned in her note that, you know, at times of the year, the milkweed looks really ugly. Mm-hmm. And people who have a nice maintained garden, you know, usually don't want to see that.
You see that pop up, you got to run out there and pull it.
Yeah. But you can put it in the back. You know, put it in the back of things. Plant things in front of it. Put it off to the side of your property somewhere. You know, you don't have to have it front and center.
Who would want a milkweed?
Well,
for the monarch butterflies.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say a larva from a monarch butterfly would, since that's all they. You know what else is interesting is that milkweed's poisonous to most.
That when you break it, that white stuff that comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
Right.
I used to lick that as a kid and drink it. Maybe that's my problem.
It explains
a lot. Yeah, maybe. Yes, it does. But and that's the reason why they believe that that's such a select food for the monarch butterfly is that that's Mother Nature's way of protecting them.
Right, yeah, keeping everything else away.
I'm trying to think whether or not I'm making this up or it's something I read.
If it's a good story, go ahead.
Well, I think that because they feed off the milkweed, I think that the larva of the monarch butterfly is poisonous to anything that eats it.
Right.
So I think birds stay away from them.
In a way to protect them for the population.
Right. And because Mother Nature is so creative, through mimicry, there's another species of butterfly that is edible, but mimics the way that
the monarch
butterfly larva looks.
The birds leave them alone.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's great.
So they get to eat the good stuff, and the birds leave them alone.
Hey, what's on? I got a few minutes here. GardenAmerica.com. What's on our website? What are we selling? What dates should people be aware of?
We started talking about how those mushroom kits are available.
Mm-hmm.
And Sharon tells me that the mushroom logs, which I'm going to be putting up next week, that the varieties we're offering there have got all kinds of health benefits and are really revered by the Japanese. Besides tasting good, so those will be coming up. But the oyster shell mushrooms, I think we've got 6 different colors. They're available now, and they're the easiest to grow. Within a couple of weeks, you're picking mushrooms. So
Wow. Go
to GardenAmerica.com, and you've got to click on products. And when products comes up, you get a whole menu of items to choose from, and one will say mushrooms. And click on mushrooms, you'll see those kits available. You can at least go and read about the different types that we have.
Well, right now you have, 6 different varieties of oyster mushrooms on there, but you're going to be putting up the others soon.
And I hope I put that up correctly, because all those pictures are the same.
Yes.
But when you click on a picture, it shows you what the particular mushroom looks like. So if you click on pink,
uh-huh,
you'll see pink. You know, blue, you'll see blue.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right, and then also our seed shop is now open, and we are shipping out lots of flower and vegetable seeds.
Seeds, our seed shop.
Our seed shop.
Yeah.
To people all over the country, and we've got some great varieties of seed. Many varieties are organic, and people have asked me which ones are organic, totally organic. And if you go to the seed shop,
mm-hmm,
right before the description of the seed is a little notation that says in bold letters, certified organic. So if that's something that concerns you, you'll be able to see that.
Perfect.
Okay. Now, you have featured in this week's newsletter a butternut squash seed that we offer, and it's called Butterscotch.
Called Butterscotch. It was a recent All-American selection. And the reason that I put that up was it was just to show people the seeds that we offer. But that particular plant produces personal-sized butternut squashes.
I saw that, and that would be perfect for me.
It would be, yeah. Something you could microwave for yourself and have for dinner.
I love butternut squash.
Well, there you go, Brian.
You need to
get some seed planting done pretty soon.
And that's going to do it.
Also, I just want to quickly make sure that everyone is ordering their grafted vegetables.
Right.
We're almost out of Virginia Sweets tomato.
Oh, do that today. Get on that website, GardenAmerica.com. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Thank you for joining us. And, of course, we'll do it again tomorrow. 2 hours on Sunday. For the entire crew, I want to thank Brandon, our director and studio coordinator, Sharon Asakawa, John Begnasco. I'm Brian Main. Have a safe and happy Saturday. And again, we'll do it tomorrow.
As I mentioned, 2 hours here on BizTalk Radio, Garden America. Until then, get growing, America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.